Welcome to The State of U.S. Diplomacy, an unbiased podcast where we delve into the latest developments in U.S. foreign policy and international relations. In today's episode, we will be discussing the key happenings from the August 3, 2024 U.S. Department of State press briefing, including the release of imprisoned Americans from Russia, some pressing global issues, and our ongoing diplomatic strategy. Sit tight. It's a packed episode. We launched this episode on a great victory for American diplomatic efforts, as four American citizens that were unjustly imprisoned in Russia have been released. These include Paul Whelan, Evan Gershkovich, Alsu Kurmasheva, and Vladimir Kara Mirza. This feat was no small effort, requiring the work of President Biden, Secretary Blinken, and their international allies, including Germany, Poland, Norway, Slovenia, and logistical support from Turkey. Our Secretary Blinken personally committed to the cause of securing the release of Americans detained overseas, actively worked with varied departments and agencies to achieve this triumphant result. All is not rosy, though. Several Americans still find themselves in foreign prisons, including Mark Fogel, detained in Russia, and others in China and Afghanistan. Our State Department is steadfast in its pursuit to bring them home, ensuring they receive appropriate representation and consular access in the meanwhile. Speaking of diplomacy, questions have been raised on whether these recent prisoner exchanges hint at readiness for broader peace talks with Russia. However, as clarified by Vedant Patel, the principal deputy spokesperson of the State Department, the release of these individuals is separate from ongoing conflicts, such as the situation in Ukraine. The United States remains firm in preserving Ukraine's territorial integrity and sovereignty. Moving away from Russia, let's delve into some developments from the Middle East. Our State Department has underscored the urgent need for a ceasefire in the region owing to rising tensions, including the worrying plight of journalists in Gaza. Flying eastwards, tensions appear to be escalating between North and South Korea. North Korea's provocative actions, involving sending garbage balloons to South Korea, which caused fires and threats to U.S. military bases, have been condemned as reckless and destabilizing by the United States. Our eyes are also trained on the standoff between Armenia and Azerbaijan, particularly about the plight of Armenian POWs in Azerbaijani prisons and eroding liberties in Nagorno-Karabakh. The U.S. State Department calls for humane treatment of all detainees in line with international law. Swinging back to our engagement in the Middle East, the Afghanistan scenario continues to pose a serious security risk. Terroristic threats from groups like ISIS-K and TTP keep the U.S. on its toes, vigilant in its counterterrorism efforts to stop Afghanistan from becoming a jumping pad for international terrorist attacks. All these international crises throw light on the importance of a thoroughly engaged diplomatic process involving building alliances and partnerships. The U.S. holds fast to its commitment to these processes as it navigates these complex global challenges, seeking to resolve major conflicts, support alliances, and facilitate the release of detained American citizens. Once again, this is The State of U.S. Diplomacy, recapping the August 1st, 2024 U.S. Department of State press briefing. To go deeper into the details of today's discussion, check the show notes for related articles. Thank you for lending your ears and your time. Remember, international relations may be complex, but staying informed shouldn't be. Until next time.